Okay, guys, Shalom Aleichem. Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to try to b'siyata d'shmaya chazer a little bit of the inyanim that we covered in Chabura this past week. Legarbe, the sugyas of Recha and Simin Kof Ches. So the sugya starts, it's really two different Gemaras. And the first one's in Psochem and Daf Ayin Vav, and the second one's in Avodah Zorah and Daf Samech Vav. So the one in Psochem and Ayin Vav deals with the Machlokas, Rav and Levi, over the sugya of Recha Milsa, and the one in Avodah Zorah, I'm sure we all saw already, and the one in Avodah Zorah is dealing with the sugya of Bas Tiho, when the Jew is smelling the Yayin Nesech. So the Machlokas in Avodah Zorah is a Machlokas Rova and Abaye. So Rashi points out in Psochem, he parallels the two sugyas together, and he says, you see the both sugyas of Recha, and we know Klolei Hashas is that we pass in like Rava over Abaye in every single case except for six, the Yalkagams, with this is not one of them. So Lechor, we should pass in like Rava here, and we should pass in the Kula in the Sugya of Recha Lav Milsa. Rashi, we're going to have to deal with the Braisa that the Gemara talks about, that if you have bread that's baking in an oven with flesh at the same time, it's Asur Lechlo Bekutach. So we're going to see that Rashi Lechor would just hold that this Braisa is Shaloke Halacha. But Rashi holds Be'ikar that Recha is Lav Milsahi. So we're going to see in Mitzvah Shem six different Shitas, possibly, four different Rishonim that carry around six different Shitas. This was the first. Rashi holds that Recha Lav Milsahi, period. Tosos, on the other hand, in Avodah Zarah, there in Daf Samech Vav, and a little bit in Psachim, you see, Tosos holds Mamish the opposite. He holds the two Sugyas are separate. The Sugya in Avodah Zarah, in Achanam, you're passing like Rava, that's Lisman de Polik, but the Chap is that in Avodah Zarah, it's not because of a sugya of Recha. That's mamish mazik you. It's a different story completely. And therefore, that's why we paskin it's going to be mutter. Masha enkin in psochim, that's going to come out l'chumra. Especially because the Gemara there ends up with the story of Ravami, however you pronounce it, Parzikaya, Parzikia. He says that, and a maisa shahaya that we asked for this. So Tosa says, be'ikar Recha milsahi. It's going to be a problem. And the braisa that Rashi had to be doche from halacha l'chara is perfect. Because that's going to be right on lines with Tosa's. Another shita which we brought up in Chabura, which you would see if you would see, is that the riff over there in the riff in Chulin, I think it's around Daf Lamed Beis or so in Dapeh Riff, he wants to say maybe it's kind of like a Peshara, obviously not quoting Rashi and Tosos, but he wants to quote like a middle ground type thing that he says in essence that Recha is Laf Milsa, but that's only Bidiyevet, meaning the Ikar Dimo Paskin will be okay, but Lechatchilo we're going to say that it really is a problem. The second view of the riff, and this is already the fourth opinion we're seeing now in Rishonim, is that the riff comes on to another principle, which we saw earlier in Tarov, is that of Davashi Ishna Matirin. The riff thinks that maybe this whole thing is a din of Davashi Ishna Matirin, which, as we'll see, is a very interesting application. But either way, whether or not, however you apply Davashi Ishna Matirin, if you're going to say this, we're really seeing that the opinion, like Tosvos and the other people, who the Shitas in the Gemara, who hold that Recha Milsa, is really saying that there's just no Bittel. Masha Inkin, the Shitas who hold Recha Lav Milsa, will just tell you that there is Bittel. But, since we know that Recha Lav Milsa is a Dinin Bittel, it will not take place in the case of Davashi Ishna Matirin, because if it's a Dinin Bittel, we know the cloud that Davashi Ishna Matirin, Afilu Be'elef Lo Batel. But the only slight problem with this that we saw is that, and the Ran was dealing with this a little bit, and the Kashas he had on the Rif, and we'll see the Ran Shitas himself later on in Mirza Hashem, that it only applies to Min B'mino, it doesn't apply to Min B'she'eno Mino. And the case of the basar in the bread in the oven, by everyone's standard, flesh and bread are not min b'mino. So min b'she'eno mino, davash yishno matirin doesn't apply to. So what's going to be? So we saw famously the Shitas Aran. The Aran had the big, big, long arichos in Adarim. Everyone should see on Daphne and Bez over there. And the Aran himself in Chulin says that was Shaloke Halacha. He was just writing it to be Miyashiv, the Rif. But the Aran there in Adarim wrote down a big, big yisod. He said that, and this is the famous coined term that Rabbi Sobolovsky had of the hisnadut, that there has to be some contrast in order for a bittel to apply. That's why if you have normally a case of heter that falls into iser, you have to be mishair. Do you have shishim? Do you have whatever the number is? And therefore you can figure out if it's mutter or not. Masha inkein, if the davar ha'aser is slightly mutter, like a davar sheishna matirin, normally bittel can't occur. But if there's the quote-unquote the hisnagdus, this contrast or this opposition, not in terms of like iser v'heter, but let's say in terms of min b'mino, but now we have min b'she'eno mino, then maybe that would be good enough. One of the main issues that we're going to see on this riff is the Ran himself. The Ran there in Chulin on Daf Lamed Beis B'Dapei Arif, very, very important for everyone to read through the Ran. The Ran points out that, first of all, in the case, two kindness on the riff. First of all, in the tiny of the riff, in the first explanation that we saw when he was talking about how it's only a din b'dievet, he says that there's no basis, there's no mekor for the Rif to say that Recha Lav Milsa is only true b'di'evit, but l'chatchilo we're going to be machmer. You should be machmer always, you should be mekel always. And on the second taina, on the second opinion that the Rif tried to come into the issue of Dava Sheish no Matirin, the Ran said also, Dava Sheish no Matirin is normally like we say Bechlal, like you have a pizza shenol de Biyontov, it's Osir now, and it's going to be Mutter Lachar Zman. Or you have Chomitz Bepesach, which is Osir now, but it's going to be Mutter Lachar Zman. But Dava Sheish no Matirin doesn't really, it's not really fit over here. It's not Shaykh to say Dava Sheish no Matirin if it's really Osir with dairy, but with flesh. That's hard to say Dava Sheish no Matirin. And the Ran brings a Raya. The Ran's Raya is from the Sugya earlier in Kol HaBosar of Nat Bar Nat, Dagim She'alu B'Ka'ara. Because in the Sugya there, we say when fish is placed on meat, on the meat plate, you can't eat it with the kutach, with the milchigs. So the reason the Gemara gives is because of Nat Bar Nat, and the whole Sugya we saw earlier in Basar B'Cholav. The Gemara doesn't give the reason of Dava Sheish no Matirin. So the Ran says, if the Rif was correct, then the Gemara should have said it's a Dava Sheish no Matirin. And you see from here, from the fact that the Gemara doesn't say it's an issue of Dava Sheish no Matirin, and it's only an issue of Nat Bar Nat, it's a Raya. But this might have some, we pointed out, this might not be foolproof, because the Ran is assuming something very, very esoteristic, which the Rif might not agree to. The Ran's assuming that the heter for Reicha Lav Milsa is the same heter as Nat Bar Nat, and then he brought his Raya. But Lav Dafka, that the Rif is going to be masking to that, because the Rif may be, Be'emes, that he thinks that Nat Bar Nat doesn't work through Bittel like the other one does. Rather, he thinks maybe it could be that it just doesn't exist. Nat Bar Nat doesn't exist, meaning it's just not there, or it's Tam Kolosh, or something like that, but Lav Dafka, they're working through the same Yesod of Bittel, and that would be possibly a reason to get out of the Raya. So that was already four opinions we saw so far. Just to summarize, we saw Rashi that held the Iker, Richa, Lav Milsa, and he said both the sugyas were the same. We saw Tosfos who said that Recha Milsa. The Rif's first explanation is that Recha Lav Milsa really is only Bidi'evid, the Chatchila. We're going to try to avoid it. And in the second opinion of the Rif, he came out to Dava Sheish no Matirin to try to explain different things, and we saw the Ran's rejections of both of them. So now the Ran comes on to his own explanation. First, he gives one that he rejects himself. So the Ran's approach is that normally, like Biderech Rashi, that we're going to assume Recha Lav Milsa. But you also accept that brisa earlier that we talked about, that if you have pasta that's baking in an oven with the fatty meats and stuff, that it's also to eat with milchigs. So what's pshat? He says that you have to be mechalik. The reicha of the meat and the bread is more problematic because it's nicker. It's min b'shein omino. You can taste the meat juice, the reicha. You can taste it in the bread. Masha enkim, you have treif meat and kosher meat. It's not so nicker. It all tastes the same, so it's not going to be so bad. So the Ran wants to say, maybe you can tie into that there's a difference between this. But the Ran himself rejects this, and he says, there's no real difference between a recha of min b'mino and a recha of min b'she'en o'mino. And it's just a chumra ba'alma of basar b'chalav, because we know, like we see in many other contexts in halacha, like Tosos in the beginning of Pesachim points out, like Abbe Chometz. And we see sometimes when people are so common to use to things, we see that sometimes we saw this earlier, I think we mentioned this Chabura, I'm not sure, I think so, that we said also, like, we saw the famous Shach going back to Peches, Agave Ha'ala'a, the Isur of bringing stuff onto the table. So we saw the Shach at a whole Arichos talking about Shari Surim, the Darim, what about Pas Akum, and all these different things. So a lot of the Yisod you see is that sometimes it's going to be Mutter, not necessarily always, but when something is Lo Bedili Minei, and we're more so likely to eat it, you eat dairy and flesh without thinking about it, it can be cause for more chumras. So that's why the Ran says this. But he rejected, he just said maybe it's a chumra bebasar bechalav. So again, so the six shitas was Rashi, who held that Recha Lav Milsa. Tosos held Recha is Milsa. The Rif had two different opinions. One is that Recha Lav Milsa only b'di'evet. One is that it's really a din of Dava Sheish no Matirin, and everyone agrees that Recha is something, but, and it's tali on whether or not there's Bittel. We saw the Ran's two rejections of the Rif. The Ran originally thought that maybe you can say it's a difference between min b'mino and min b'she'en omino, but then the Ran rejects it eventually, and he just comes on to the fact that that wasn't clear before. The Ran's two steps is that first he thinks it's possibly a chilek between min b'mino and min b'she'en omino, and then the Ran says the ma'isa is just a chumr b'basar b'chalav. So now we're going to have to try to revisit Simon a little bit, revisit Simon Sadi Zayin within our brisa. Simon Sadi Zayin, as we all remember, I'm sure, is the fact that you can't cook dairy or flesh bread. So this price that we've been dealing with all along and how it fits in with the different Rishonim was talking about a bread that you cooked in an oven with flesh. So we're trying to figure out here the whole time along if Recha Milsa, Recha Lav Milsa. So the Ran brings this Hagufa as a Raya. The Ran says, I'll bring you a Raya that the price is only a Chumra Ba'alma, meaning a Chumra Basa B'chalav, as we said earlier, but it's not really Maker Adin. Why? Because we know it's Usur to eat bread if it's really, really going to be flesh bread. So you don't throw it out. So the fact that you don't have to throw it out is a Raya that's only a Chumra Ba'alma. But this taina of the Ran is not going to necessarily be so convincing, like Agave the other Rishonim, as we pointed out. So according to the Rif, as we saw, the Rif in his first pshat, when he said Reicha Lav Milsa is only b'dieved, and only machmir lechatchila, so we can't ask for the bread, because Hagufa, if we ask for the bread, we'd be saying Reicha Lav Milsa, Reicha Milsa is even b'dieved. So by the fact that we can't, if we would say that, we would ask for it, and that would be a stira to the opinion that he was saying. And according to the Rif's second explanation, because it's a Dava Sheyesh L'matirin, so if we say the bread is entirely usur, then what does it become? It becomes fakirt. It becomes a davar she'ein lo matirin. And then a davar she'ein lo matirin is just subject to the normal rules of bittul, and it's going to be mutter. So by definition, those two won't fit in the rif. But Tosfos is a problem. Tosfos gufa asks this kasha on himself. So what's the problem with Tosfos? So what's going to be the problem for Tosfos? So Tosfos says, because he asks the kasha on himself, as we just said, because the braisa seems to be mechalik between eating bread, as we saw, between dairy and between flesh. So, but according to Tosos, Richa is Milsa. So, what's the chiluk? So Tosos there in Pesachim, he answers by saying that really, even though Richa Milsa makes something fleshig, it's not really flesh to the point where you're going to have to chuck it. Meaning, there's some chiluk in flesh bread. Meaning, it's fleshig enough to cause it to be Reicha Milsa, but it's not really fleshig in the sense of Simon Sadi Zayin having to chuck it in the garbage. So those are the issues within the brace they're trying to figure it out, and why the run necessarily won't fit in with the Tudas HaRif and the Tosfos. So the Maisa we paskin that we have to be Mafmir to not eat the bread with Milchigs, like we saw back in Simon Sadi Zayin itself. But for our Sugi, how it relates back, that's how we saw. So now we're going to have to move on to a few different other things. A lot of times we saw Bechalal, the Ramah paskin, and other. We see a lot of times we see the concept of inanu bekiyin in a lot of different areas, in different types of yoredeya. So one is we saw legabe shamnunis, that we're not necessarily always so bekiyin in what's considered shamin or not necessarily. But before we even get onto that, we saw within the shittas in the Gemara itself, it talked about if you have a flesh piece of meat and a shamin piece of meat and a kachush piece of meat. So if you put the two together, so the Manda Amar who asered had a big, big chumra, because the Manda Amar who asered would say that even if your kosher meat is the one that's shamein and the treif meat is the one that's kachosh, we're still going to aser because we're afraid that the shamnunis is going to go from one to the other, be mefatim, and it's going to be back and going to give back the blias. So one of the issues that the Rishonim were bothered by in this whole sugya of the kachosh thing is that because normally this is going to violate, if you're going to say this big chumra, it's going to violate the principle of ena iser net en ha iser yochol esar. Meaning that it can only aser ad shemakom sheisa atmo yochol lahalach lesham. So some rishonim want to say reicha shiny or whatever it is, but still it's hard to understand why reicha would just be different. So we have to figure out exactly what it is. But lemaisa, what comes out from this is that the gemara only threw the chumra as far as it goes was when one of them is shamein. But if both of them are kachush, lechora the gemara and everyone was moda that if they're both mamish kachush and there's no shamnunis and everything is mamish lean, that it would be mutter. So based on this, we quoted in Chabura, the famous Shachta talks about if you're baking bread, you need to be mafresh challah, so you can throw it in at the same time the other bread is breaking, because challah is definitely kachush. There's no shamnunis to it, so there's no problem of recha. Nothing's going to be us, and you can do it at the same time. So we mentioned very, very quickly in Chabura other things. We didn't go into too much detail, like the kula, let's say, of Tanur Gadol, which you see in Tosos and a lot of the other Rishonim of Tanur Gadol, if it's Yud Beis Esron, whatever it is exactly. So I saw, if you look in Rabbi Forst's book, he goes through the exact measurements. He calculates it according to the Chazon Nishes, Amos, and he gives the exact shears. But even according to the Mikkel and Machmirim, every single shear comes out, Kemat Lemaisa, every single household oven is going to be way too small for this kula. Big, big ovens, maybe. But we didn't really go into the kulas of it too much. But basically, the yesod of a Tanur Gadol is, if there's more space, that it might have more room to dissipate, and you can have more of a reason to say Reicha Lav Milsa. Also, other possible heterim, if the oven is open and there's vents to come out. Other possible heterim, again, we didn't go into such detail as if it's like in two different pots or something, like the Gemara was talking about, like Abe, within the sugyas there, Karban Pesach, and other things. We also mentioned that if it was the Gabe, let's say, Chametz BePesach. So if you assume like that Rif's Shito that we saw earlier, that it was Reicha Lav Milsa is working b'dinei bittul, then you're going to chap yourself a big chumr like Abi Chametz BePesach, because we know that Chametz BePesach afilu be'elef lo batil, and you have a lot of extra chumras. Just like Nosein Tam Lefgam works through bittul and other things, which cases in Pesach were machmir first, so to here, you're going to have to be machmir if you're going to assume it works through bittul. So we saw that the Ramah Paskin, based on a Mordechai, that we see that that there's no real problem of Richa Lagabi Chumas BePesach, and you can be make a little bit. And the Shach argued, he thought the Mordechai was only telling us that when the foods are kochush, there's no real problem, but maybe it would have to be otherwise. So the Maase, at the end of the day, the Mechaber and the Ramah, the Mechaber definitely takes the position that, kind of like the Rif, that we say, L'maisa me'ikar adin, everything's going to be fine. Reicha lav milsa. But l'chatchila, we shouldn't do it. You shouldn't cook the same food together in the oven. So the Rif, though, himself, I mean, a little bit, the Mechaber says that, but l'maisa, you can be meek on these type of large ovens, as we talked about before, the Yud Beis Esronim type ovens. The Ramah says you can't rely on the large ovens. L'chatchila, he also takes the approach of a kind of l'chatchila b'di'evid, but he thinks that even that kula isn't such a good kula, because the kula of the Yud Beis Esronim, the large ovens, was only to soften the position and to make it more makel, the shita of the people who already said recha milsa even b'di'evid, but l'maisa l'chatchila we shouldn't put ourselves into situations of recha, and since our ovens are small, we should definitely try to avoid all things, but b'di'evid we're probably going to be okay. But if the oven's completely sealed, or if you have davar charis, we didn't talk about so much, but davar charis can also cause you a big, big problem. If it's chametz b'pesach, the Ramah says you probably should be machmir even b'di'evid. But in the Islam case of Richa, we're probably going to be mekel at least b'di'evid. and it's possible that our ovens are not completely sealed l'gabei this, and it depends on your oven, I guess. That's the metzias question. But we generally assume that, I guess, the ovens are not completely sealed. So if you look at the end of the, we didn't get into Chabura so much, but there's also a famous machlokes, the Taz and the Kudas HaKesef there towards the end of Semin Kofches, the Gabe, certain things you pilpul or pilpulin, some machlokes on the word actually, a little bit, what you can use for Havdalah or not, whether or not it's Bechlal Besamim or it's Bechlal Tavlin. It's very, very interesting machlokes there for everyone who has a few minutes. It's very interesting. Also, the Magen Avraham, I think, in our Chaim, in Hilchas Avdola, has something to say also. Very interesting machlokas on whether or not you can use that for Avdola. But towards the end of the Siman, I think it's Mamash, the last sif over there. So we talk about things that are also behana'a, to be made riach. So that was the last thing we dealt with a little bit. So we know the Gemara and Vodazara tell us that you can't smell things that are Shayich Tavodazara, Tikruvas, whatever it is, you can't necessarily smell it. So Tosos already points out. I think it's earlier. Tosos, was it early in Avodah Zarah? Maybe Daf Yud Beis or so. Unless it was later, I don't remember. That Tosos points out that he has a hava meaning to say that maybe it's a raya from that sugya there in Bas Tiha, our sugya. You see, it's mutter to smell the wine of the goy, so he rejects it also because kind of the same svara that we said in Recha earlier. Because he says that the wine there is just so powerful. The Gemara says it's going to be mazik. It has nothing to do with whether or not it's mutter also b'hana. That it's mutter to smell because it's not really a hana b'chlal. So Tosos doesn't really answer the question on whether or not you can smell other things that are not made mamish as like a reach for itself. So if you look at the Shach there, towards the very end of the Siman, he brings the famous shitas of the Mordechai. But the Mordechai there in Sukkah is talking about an Esrog and a Hadas, and what's mutter to smell and what's aser to smell. So the Mordechai explains that the chiluk is that an esrog is omid lahariach and a hadas is not omid lahariach. So that's why it's mutter to smell an esrog and it's also to smell a hadas. So the Shach says mamish fakir. The Gemara says lahepech. The Gemara says that it's mutter to smell the esrog because it's huktzeh l'mitzvoso with legabe its normal tashmish, which is achila. Mashenkin by a hadas is huktzeh l'mitzvoso for its normal tashmish, which is reyach. So that's why the Gemara says you can smell an esrog, and that's why you cannot smell a hadas. But not like the Mordechai was saying. And the Shach says, from here, from the fact that the Gemara gave this convoluted raya and didn't say posh pshat like the Mordechai wanted to say, and didn't just say it's mutter to smell an esrog because it's shalo kaderech hana also, so we see, bichlal, it's aser to be meiriach, even in that type of case, even when they're not omid lahariach. And that's why the Maisa comes out that we'd probably have to be a chapa chumra over here, legabe. Whether it's deraisa or derabbanan, we'd have to chapa chumra legabe, smelling thing on purpose, legabe, things that are isa bahana. And that's why we mentioned in the Chabura, the famous steladoro shayla, about if you drive by that on Pesach. So it's a shayla, it's not the biggest chumra in the world. If someone wanted to hold their nose, let's say, when they were driving by some type of geschmack smelling bakery on Pesach or something, because a potential iser of smelling the things, and that would be telling on a lot of other things, whether or not it's Davashin and Biskavin and other things possibly, which we didn't get so much into, which for anyone who's interested, feel free to look up. Yeah, Yasha Kovach, everyone. Hatzlacha. Mirza Hashem, I guess next week we'll be starting with Simin Kuf Tes.